Welcome back to Giants.com for another edition of the Offseason Report. It's part two of our special draft review. I'm John Schmelke. He's Paul Dottino. And Paul, the Giants helped out their defensive line in day two. Let's start with their second round pick first, big John Hankins out of Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, John, when people talk about him, they talk about a couple of guys who played in the NFL before. They talk about Vince Wilfork, and they talk about Dan Wilkinson. This man is a load, bigger than the two of us, I think, combined.
I would say.
Yeah, and the one thing that I noticed about him in watching cut-ups, and I watched more video on him after the Giants picked him than when beforehand, he doesn't move backwards. You cannot get this guy to take a backward step. He's like smoking Joe Frazier in boxing, always going forwards. That's a good thing when you're playing defensive tackle.
All right. Now, how does this affect the Giants' defensive line and defensive tackle position? We know they brought in a lot of defensive tackles this offseason. They still have Marvin Austin on the roster, Patterson, Cullen Jenkins, Sean Rogers is back, and then, of course, Linval Joseph still on the team. How do you see Hankins contributing this year?
Well, to me, right now, he's going to be a rotation player. Obviously a run stopper. He's a plugger. The kind of plugger the Giants really haven't had since Keith Hamilton way back when. And I think the thing that really helps him is the only guy who is a similar body type to him is veteran Sean Rogers, who was on IR last year. We don't know, you know, after that whole blood situation, what he's going to bring to the table this season. So the good news for the rookie is that there's not a ton of competition in front of him.
And you call them a plugger, and that's what the Giants really needed, because their run defense last year was awful at times. It really was, and they really need somebody to stop the run. And that in change affected their pass rush, which wasn't the same as it's been in years past. And the Giants did draft in the third round a player that will help their pass rush with 27 sacks in 3 years in college.
Yeah, DeMontre Moore, it's funny because he played at like 250. Then when he came out, he went through his workouts. He was up to about 260. And now Jerry Reese tells us they think he can play at 270, John, which is why, you know, a lot of people when he was coming out of school thought that he might be more of an outside linebacker at the 250-255-ish range. The Giants see him as a quick pass-rushing defensive end playing closer to the 270 range. This guy is kind of, in my mind, could be that boom or bust pick where if he works out, he's going to be really good. And if he doesn't work out, you might be thinking about Kenavis McGee.
And Moore's one of these guys, too, that had some red flags. If this draft happened in December or January, he probably would have been a first-round pick. There was some off-the-field stuff, some issues about whether or not he worked hard enough during the week that the Giants think they can work through in this environment, in this, you know, in with his teammates here and this coaching staff helping him to make him become a true professional.
Well, the one thing that everybody told me, John, who I talked to about this pick over the course of the last several days, is that when the game starts and he's between the lines, he can be a dominating force. And I mean dominating. When I watch the cut-ups on him, the one thing that I noticed, teams are just not going to be able to block him with one guy.
Paul, appreciate the time as always.
You got it, John.
We'll be back with day three later in the week. We'll break down who the Giants picked in the later rounds of the draft. We'll see you then.